people say they are a sign that snakes are nearby.
Sure, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it's an insect. And it's got a real long, skinny body.
Oh, is that a spider? That's not a spider, is it? It's not a termite, is it?
All right. It has these wings that are out like this, with this real skinny body.
Is that a bee, a wasp?
Okay.
A wasp, they have big wings spread out.
Do you know of any insect that just kind of hovers around damp places? Think of those swamps and marshes when you're little. I know that I used to be afraid of them, but I don't think they're anything to be afraid of.
I never did live around any swampy places.
Okay. How about a dragonfly?
I never did see one.
Snake doctor?
Oh, yeah, that snake doctor we called him.
Okay, tell me what is a snake doctor?
Oh, they have the longest legs, and like you said, and big wings. And we always call them snake doctors.
Yeah, okay.
They're around water.
Okay, you just call them snake doctors and nothing else.
No, that's what we called them.
And they used to eat mosquitoes?
I guess there's something eats some kind of insect.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you didn't hear any other names for it?
No.
And did you know that it was a sign for snakes to be nearby?
No, I didn't. I guess that's why they named it, we called it snake doctors.
Okay. Did you ever hear of mosquito hawk?
No, I've heard of mosquitoes and seen plenty of them.
Okay.
When I go in my garden, I have to spray stuff on my legs to keep the mosquitoes all well up on me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they're getting weeds and things.
It's not bad right now, but just wait a little.
Oh, later. Yeah, I can keep this off. I got 2-3 cans. Mm-hmm. That I had to spray.
And I hate to spray that on my legs too. I
that
hate
off.
That.
Uh-huh. That's what I get.
But it's better, I guess, than
being stung, you know.
Yeah. All right. You were just talking to me about stinging insects. Want to tell me the different kinds of stinging insects that you know?
Yellow jackets and hornets, and bees, and wasps.
Okay, want to tell me the difference between them? Like, what is a hornet?
I've never seen a hornet, but I've seen a hornet's nest. But I never did see a hornet.
Okay, you never saw a hornet. What's the nest look like?
Oh, it's a big old thing. Looks like it's the shape of a big pear. It's big at one end and little at the other, and they build them kind of on the trunk right at the bottom of a tree.
Does it look like paper?
Yeah, somebody make it out of something. I don't know what it's kind of like paper. I don't know how they get it fixed like that.
Okay, and
it's not like a bird's nest.
Is it about the size of a football?
They're big old things.
Okay, then how about a wasp?
Oh, they old wasp nest. I have them all the time out there under the garage roof of the garage.
What are their nests made out of?
I don't know. Something they make it. It's just in. It's kind of like a beehive. You know, they have these places to go in just like bees, and they breed in there. And have a little wasp, you know, come out of them. They'll sting the life out of you too.
What color are wasps?
They're black, dark brown and black.
And they sting.
Yeah. Oh, I guess they will.
Okay. How about the yellow jacket?
Well, they are little slender things and yellow, and they're a little larger than a bee, and they'll just sting the life out of you too.
Where are their nests?
Well, I don't know. I just have wasp nests. That's all I have.
Okay. Now you were talking about the mosquitoes already. What are the things, the really little things that burrow into your skin and cause?
Oh, that's chiggers.
Yeah. Okay. Then what about the